Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930. This is the award-winning First Century Bank Super Talk Sports Line. To join us, call 304-399-8255 or toll free at 877-420-8255. Broadcasting from the Kindred Capital Building in downtown Huntington, Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum.
Welcome in, Monday edition, October 28th. Paul Swan, Woody Woodrum. I'm taking your phone calls the next 2 hours. Those numbers again, 304-399-8255 with the toll-free number of 877-420-8255. It's a bad weekend, Woody, for Browns football. Good weekend for Bengals football.
Oh, it wasn't a bad weekend for Browns football. I mean, anytime Brandon Whedon is not playing... That's a step in the right direction.
Okay, all right.
And they nearly and they nearly beat the only undefeated team in the NFL, 23-17. And honestly, a mistake in a punt return that seems familiar, like last Thursday or something.
You've seen that before.
Yeah, you know, a fumble on a punt return probably cost them the game, or at least a chance to win a game. And you know, Campbell played very well. He threw two touchdowns, moved the offense, and. So they got Josh Gordon more involved with the team, and so I thought they took a step in the right direction, which is nice to see, because I honestly thought it was three steps backwards and two sideways with Brandon Whedon in there. So yeah, it other than that though, you know, it was what a game the Bengals played though. My heavens, they made the Jets look like they were well, they probably wouldn't have beat the Douglas Kamak Little League team on Sunday the way they played.
And you know what's a shame? Most people didn't get to see that game because of the horrible offerings on the local CBS affiliate, WOWK-TV. And you don't show the Steelers and the Raiders. I don't care. I don't care.
It wasn't even a good game.
Yeah, I don't care if your general manager is the biggest Steelers fan on the earth. You show a better game, and I think the Jets-Bengals game on paper was the better game.
Well, first you've got Southern West Virginia, a lot of Bengals fans. Obviously, Southern and Western West Virginia are a lot of Bengals fans. And then you've got the whole Geno Smith dynamic working for Mountaineer fans. He played so well last week, you would think that you would rush to get that game on, because Terrell Pryor and Ben Roethlisberger both looked inept. I mean, Pryor had a 93-yard touchdown. Don't get me wrong. Longest for a quarterback in the NFL history and all that. But he's not a quarterback. He's not an NFL quarterback.
The excuse was, well, you've got an Ohio State quarterback.
A lot of people don't
care about that. But you know what was beautiful about that game? I don't know what was more satisfying. Third quarter, Chris Crocker with a 32-yard interception return. Yeah. I don't know if that was more exciting, because that right there was heard on Mountaineer Crime, or in the fourth quarter, the last score of the game, Adam Jones, Pac-Man, with a 60-yard interception return with Mountaineer on Mountaineer Crime. I don't know which one was more satisfying.
Yeah.
I think the Crocker one for me was more satisfying.
Yeah, especially because it kicked off the second half there. You just kept things rolling like it did in the original one, and... you know, I tell you what, Chris is amazing to me, because here's a guy that's a 12-year vet of the National Football League, who 2 years in a row hasn't had any off-season workouts, hasn't had any camp or preseason games, and hadn't played the first three or four games of the season. Two times the Bengals have called him and said, hey, we need you, we need help, and he has said, sure, I'm willing to come back. He doesn't pout, demand his number. You know, he wore 42 below before, and now he's wearing 32, and he's like fine with that. And he goes in this year. Now, last year he played safety. He jumped in safety and did a great job, because that's where he's played his whole career. He jumped in a corner this year because that's where they're hurting, and he has made a huge difference again for the Cincinnati Bengals. That's absolutely amazing, a guy in 12th year. I mean, you're supposed to be all that. You're supposed to be, you know, flash great speed, have great leaping ability, great individual cover skills as a corner. And a safety's supposed to be tough, hard-nosed, you know, great tackler, all those things Chris is. He's like, I can play anywhere. You know, I think if they ask him to line up a quarterback or defensive tackle, he'd probably say, all right, give me a day or so, and I'll figure it out.
They talked a lot about it during the broadcast. Mentioned the fact that he missed training camp and, you know, look at what he's been doing. And his name was called a lot in that game yesterday. That was
good
for him.
Yeah.
Definitely made an impact. Now, unfortunately for the Bengals, or fortunately, get it out of the way, they've got a Thursday night affair, and they take on the Dolphins. I'm a little worried about that one, just a little bit, because the Dolphins might be due. But
yeah,
Bengals are looking good right now. If they can go down, beat the Dolphins, they will sit pretty in the division, because they're 6-2 now. They're on top. They would be 7-2, and yeah, it's really where they want to be right now, because Baltimore hasn't put themselves in a good position yet. The Browns are in a good position compared to the Steelers, that's for sure. The Steelers are keep fading and fading, and that doesn't break my heart by any stretch of the imagination, but that's very strange for an organization that – do you remember in a long time when they've truly been down? They've had some off years, but they haven't been truly down like this in a while.
No, and I'll tell you, because my, we celebrate Halloween birthday. Liz is on the 20th, and my brother Jim's on the 30th, and also Jim's father-in-law, Renee's father, has a birthday right around this time of year, too. So we celebrated three birthdays yesterday, and Joe's a big Steelers fan. He's from up the northern panhandle. They live up in Moundsville. So, you know, we were like, okay, you know, we're not dying to watch the Redskins game. That was the second game on Fox. And so we turned on a Steelers game, and it doesn't look like a Steelers club. Polamalu looks old. I know he got an interception, but it was such a bad throw by Pryor, he had to catch it or drop it because he hit him right between the numbers. But he, running upfield a couple of times, Paul, he resembled me trying to run a couple of times. And quite frankly, that was a little bit scary to see, because he looks old. And I think that's the thing I'm seeing with the Steelers. They're looking a little old. And you know, some of their guys have been there a while, and there is a line in the NFL that you know when you see it, but you go from being a cagey veteran to being old, and your experience can't make up for your body starting to fail you. And we've all seen players do that. Brett Favre, you know, is the greatest example. Stayed too long. All the throws he made for 15 years, he suddenly couldn't make in the last two or three years of his career because the arm's not there, the legs aren't there. You're up in age. It comes to all athletes. That's what I thought as I sit there and watch the Steelers, that they're going to not win this game because they don't have the juice anymore that they used to have, where their defense made opportunities and the offense exploited those opportunities. On top of that, Sweezum missed two chip shot field goals that would have maybe gotten them back in the game and probably could have led to a win had he hit those. And they were almost inexcusable. They were so bad, because it should have been just an easy shot, and it wasn't. So, you know, it's a game that's very unforgiving. Once you reach that point.
It is a young man's game. And I think the problem with the Steelers also is I don't think they've drafted as well as the other teams in the division.
Right.
The Bengals have drafted well. I know the Ravens have drafted pretty well. Even the Browns have drafted well as of late.
I've been thrilled. The Browns' drafts have been so much better lately. Brandon Weeden aside, I think that was a reach. But, you know, they have drafted so much better than the days where we've seen you know, wasted picks and guys who had no chance. And I look at Mingo. I look at, you know, some of the guys they've picked up on defense. And it's been smart. And they've drafted a center who's been a longtime player for him, a left tackle who's an all-pro player for him. And, you know, so that's what you want to see your team doing. And, yeah, I think maybe you're right. And the Steelers wrote some people off. I mean, they basically, James Harrison, we don't think you have it anymore. And the Bengals were more than happy to sign him.
Yeah, because Harrison brings something. He brings that it factor,
as
generic as that term may sound, but he brings that presence that the Bengals have not had. He brings that championship feel to that team. And he had some instrumental plays as well in the game yesterday. And One guy, though, you cannot complain about. You've got to love Marvin Jones. You want to cover A.J. Green? Okay, that's fine. Marvin Jones is more than happy to take up the slack. And Marvin scoring not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. He scored four times in the game, and that's a record. I think he even bested Chad Johnson's record.
I will tell you this. I saw the receiver everybody wants to be yesterday because we did watch the first game was Detroit and Dallas. And, of course, another one of my brothers who will remain nameless likes Dallas. But what a game with Detroit and Dallas. And you kept sitting there waiting for the Romo moment where he gave it away. And there wasn't one. The Lions just took it away from them. But Megatron is playing on such a different level than everybody else. I'm telling you, he is a receiver's receiver. Calvin Johnson, 329 yards in receiving yesterday. It was a pleasure to watch it as a football fan because 14 catches. They targeted him like 17 times. He went up, and as he's done to the Browns, to the Bengals, and to everyone he plays, they throw it up high. He's up there a head and a half above everybody else. But the play of the day in the NFL had to be Matt Stafford's running him down. We're spiking. Everybody get to line quick. We got only 20-some seconds. We're spiking. And he looks, and he's like, it's only about an inch. He dives, calls his own number. Nobody on either side was ready for that play. The Lions linemen stood up. The Cowboy Lions stood up like, well, they're spiking it. And he dove over for the touchdown. It was as good as Dan Marino's fake spike and throw to the end zone about a decade ago because you could tell no one else knew it was coming except him. He just went on his own. If he doesn't make it, maybe he can get a spike still, but it was a gutsy play to pick up a win 31-30 in a comeback against the Dallas Cowboys. But Megatron, he is why you watch football on Sundays, to see a player of that magnitude step up like that.
Well, let's hope that the Bengals have got something close to Marvin Jones and A.J. Green, which is kind of ironic, though, with Jones, because his pick was he was drafted. And you get that pick because of Chad Ochocinco going to the Patriots. So you get that pick, and you grab a guy who has all the tools and potential to become just as potent as Chad Johnson or Chad Ochocinco, whatever his name is this week.
Yeah.
His name might be Betty for all I know. If he ends up in more trouble and has to do real hard time. We will take your phone calls at 304-399-8255, toll free 877-420-8255. Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum joining you. First Century Bank Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Partly cloudy skies now to wind down our Monday, and moving into the nighttime, our temperature drops back down to about 40 or so. For Tuesday, we have sunny skies early. Starting off at about 40, we'll range up to about 67, 68. We will call for an increase in clouds Tuesday night, and on Wednesday, a chance of some showers, but warmer still, the high near 70. I'm Spencer Atkins on your official severe weather station, Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
You can always tell a First Century Bank customer. Their debit cards are making some exciting sounds these days. When you use a First Century Bank debit card, you can earn cash back. As a First Century customer, you can earn cash rewards just by using your card. All you have to do is use your card for non-PIN transactions, and you'll see bonus cash in your account. Anyone can start earning cash immediately by opening an account today. First Century Bank, your town, your bank.
Have you ever wondered just who are the Friends of Coal? Well, there are 50,000 West Virginia families who support the state's coal industry, and they look a lot like you. Honest, hardworking, good neighbors who want a future for themselves and their state. They're coal miners, housewives, school teachers, mechanics, doctors, college professors, pizza delivery guys, your friends. The Friends of Coal know and understand the importance of the coal industry to our state's economy. They know about the 60,000 jobs the coal industry creates in our state. They know about the $25 billion the industry pumps into our economy. and they know that without coal, our state would face an economic catastrophe. Come to think of it, that sounds like most West Virginians. Let Congress know you are a proud West Virginian, and you are a friend of coal.
Coal is West Virginia.
It's October, and that means Truck Month at Don Hall GM Supercenter. They've got more than 50 brand new Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierras available. Get up to $6,000 off on 2014 models, or up to an amazing $11,000 off on 2013 models. Plus, Don Hall will give you a Cabela's gift card with every new truck purchase. Check them out in their brand new state-of-the-art showroom at 1800 Greenup Avenue, Ashland, Kentucky. Or log on to DonHallGMSupercenter.com. Don Hall has it all.
As a child, I can remember always being excited about going to Community Trust Bank with my parents because I knew I was going to get a treat. It's funny, now that I'm married, have two kids, and just bought a new home, when it came time for a new home loan, I went to Community Trust Bank. I trust them and knew they'd be there for me and my family just like they were for Mom and Dad. And now, with 81 locations, there's no reason to go anywhere else but Community Trust.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You did it. You bought the car of your dreams. Now you're doing all you can to take care of it. Having the right car insurance is important. You want a leader. You want service. You want a company you can trust. State Farm insures more than 40 million cars in America and can help you save with discounts up to 40% on State Farm car insurance. See John Garten, 512 Adams Avenue, Huntington. Marcia Slater, 6367, Route 60 East, Barbersville.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm Insurance. Discounts up to 40%.
You know those free checking accounts that have hidden fees? With us, free SharedRaft checking is really free. Plus, you can get ATM access, check card, online and phone access, direct deposit. You get the idea. Totally free SharedRaft checking. Members Choice Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Connect with us at shopthetristate.net.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Red Sox outfielder Shane Victorino is out of the lineup for Game 5 again of the World Series. Red Sox and Cards will play at 7:30 Eastern Time on Fox. Red Sox skipper John Farrell shaking up the lineup a little bit. Dustin Pedroia will bat second with David Ortiz third. Johnny Gomes will be batting fourth. Series tied up at 2 apiece. John Lester on the mound for Boston. Adam Wainwright goes for St. Louis. In the NFL, Case Keenum is going to start at quarterback on Sunday night for the Texans against the Indianapolis Colts. Eagles head coach Chip Kelly says that Michael Vick is unlikely to play Week 9. As he re-aggravated his hamstring yesterday, Kelly made the comments to WIP in Philadelphia. And Denver Broncos tight end Julius Thomas had an MRI today on his injured ankle. It came back negative. He tweeted he will be back soon. Penn State says they're paying $59.7 million to 26 young men who claim they were sexually abused by former football coach Jerry Sandusky.
You're listening to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Also, I'm Woody Woodrum, taking your phone calls, 304-399-8255, toll free is 877-420-8255. We'd like to remind you every Monday that we're at the Union Pub and Grill. That's where Woody is at right now, and of course, if you go to the Union right now, you'll get a chance to say hi to Woody, and I don't know what other things you guys are going to get into.
Well,
I'm sure it'll be fun.
I'll tell you what, it's a big week here at the Union Pub and Grill because, of course, every Monday's Hair of the Dog Monday. That means $1.50 long necks, $2 call shots, and, of course, 60-cent wings, traditional or boneless. And they'll have all the TVs tuned into St. Louis, which is the capital of the sports world tonight, as the Rams are home in the Dome playing the Seattle Seahawks, who, of course, are like 6-1 this year. And the World Series is in Game 5 with the Boston Red Sox at St. Louis Cardinals. So both those games available on all the great flat-screen TVs around here. And then later this week, well, it's the annual Union Pub and Grill Halloween party. And, of course, that's always on Halloween, Thursday the 31st from 9 p.m. to close. The annual party includes the series of collectible glasses and mugs. Great mug this year. Get them while they last because there's only about 200. You get those for $6.50 up front and then refill them at $1.50 a throw. You can also get $2 pumpkin pie shots and a costume contest at midnight where first place is good for a $50 bar tab right here at the Union Pub and Grill, 1125 4th Avenue in downtown Huntington. Your place to be for Monday night football / World Series Game 5 and your place to be for Halloween 9 o'clock party this Thursday night.
All right. So, in other words, show up, be in costume, and hope that you come in second place because if Chuck Landon shows up in his Halloween costume, he wins. Have you seen that? You saw the picture of that? I mean,
yes, I did.
I know this
that's
is sort of
sensational.
Like this is meta show here now, but that's he was dressed up as like a clown or a hobo or something.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
was pretty it, good.
It was very Emmett Kelly-like, speaking of great hobo clowns. So, he really looked great in that. And, Chuck goes all out for Halloween. I don't understand that, really, but, some people do. I understand.
Wait a minute.
But
this is from the guy who showed up in costume to several coaches' pressers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fortunately, I guess for Doc, is he gets a break this year because it's on the presser's on the 29th. So, but we will be dressed Thursday night at Christopher's Eats for this show, and of course HD Radio, and probably Chuck will be dressed that night too, and then of course Doc Holliday's show out there, and I might just have to stop by the Union Pub and Grill after that. So. It'll be a good week. I mean, it's just a very busy week because of Halloween. Then you got the Herd exhibition tonight. You got a home game for the first time in what? The football team's been gone about 3 months or something since they last played.
Feels that way.
It did to the kids too. We talked to them today, and they were like, "Yeah, it just seems like forever since we played at home." So they're excited to be back home. And tonight, such a busy night on our air with our show and Tony and the boys up at WU, and Bob Pruitt, Don Nealon, and then we got Monday Night Football here on Super Talk in the World Series over on ESPN 1340. So. It's going to be a busy week. As good as the NFL has been this weekend, and there were some really fun games to watch. The guy from Minnesota sets a new NFL record. Opening kickoff, 109 yards. That was sensational from the back of the end zone. But the baseball games in the World Series, I mean, it's enough that first on Saturday night, you get a never seen before obstruction call for the win. I mean, it's the first time since 86 that a game has ended on an error. Thank you, Bill Buckner is really happy he got brought up again. But, the first time ever that obstruction has brought the winning run home. So then you go to last night, and St. Louis gets the runner picked at first for the first time in, 110 or so World Series games that a runner has been picked off to end a World Series game. So I can only wait to see what comes up tonight because these guys are hurting themselves. They're just coming up with more and more things every night. This is one of the best series in some time, Paul. It really, as a baseball guy, and I consider myself as much a baseball guy as a football guy, it's been a lot of fun to watch. Boston's got a lot of fun players. Cardinals have a lot of good players. There's been good pitching, timely hitting. I don't know if anybody can get out Big Poppy. They might not even get him out with like a jugs machine at 110 or something because he just seems to be hitting everything.
Well, when you're feeling it, you're feeling it, of course.
Yep.
Those games, again, listen to this World Series. We'll have for you tonight on our sister station, ESPN 1340 WCMI. Conference USA Players of the Week have been announced. We'll talk about that and your phone calls as well when we continue on this edition. First Century Bank Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Tonight on Overnight America, we continue our month of Rocktober. You remember Mississippi Queen? Well, Leslie West from Mountain will be here on the broadcast. She's got a brand new album out, and you won't believe who's on it with him. That, we'll check in with our good friends from PopDose.com on everything in pop culture. We'll take your phone calls and more. Join us for it tonight on Overnight America.
From pop culture to politics, we're talking about it on Overnight America with John Grayson, weeknights at 1, Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
today in Conference USA. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Bill Hazen. Tulane and Rice remain undefeated in conference football play. Tulane defeating visiting Tulsa 14-7. Todd Graffanini of IMG College describes the game-winning score.
Oh, shotgun looking. Deep near side, Grant in the end zone. He's got it. It's a touchdown. Ryan Grant.
Hey, I'm sorry I'm late. I got my first Gatorade dousing, and it's cold and it's sticky. I never knew how sticky it was, so I had to go and shower up.
Coach Curtis Johnson of the Green Wave with a new experience, and his team also became bowl eligible with the win. Rice became bowl eligible with a 45-7 win over UTEP. Now this. Do you want to be in the know with Conference USA? Then head to the internet and check out Conference USA's official website, www.conferenceusa.com. You'll find complete coverage of all CUSA sports. Enjoy news, highlights, blogs, and interviews. Download the latest editions of Today in Conference USA and other CUSA programs and podcasts, and link directly to your favorite school. It's all waiting for you at conferenceusa.com. North Texas is just one game away from bowl eligibility following a 55-14 win at Southern Miss. Derek Thompson threw for 300 yards and two TDs, including this one.
On second down and six, Thompson rolls out left, looks deep, and heaves it deep. He's got Chancellor running free. He caught it! And he's to the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Mean Green.
That's George Dunham of KHYI Radio. I'm Bill Hazen. Join us Tuesday for the next edition of Today in Conference USA.
King's Daughters Medical Center Ohio brings innovation and expertise to the Buckeye State. The best technology for orthopedics, cardiology, urology, and more is right here. Patients are making the change to KDMC Ohio because high-quality healthcare really matters. And now it's available close to what matters. Family at King's Daughters Medical Center, Ohio. Online at kdmcohio.com.
Why does the John W. Clark Oil Company support the Thundering Herd? Because Herd Athletics are built on years of hard work and preparation towards excellence, and that's the backbone and philosophy of Clark's Pump and Shop BPs, providing quality BP fuels with Invigorate to help cars run smoother, hesitate less, and run younger for longer. Clark's Pump and Shop BPs always provide super savings, convenient drive-thrus, and excellent service. For BP gas with Invigorate, visit the Tri-State Area Clark's Pump and Shop BPs. Supplied by the John W. Clark Oil Company. Herd fans return. Refresh. Refuel.
We're the better bank, Kentucky Farmers Bank. Since 1931, we've been in business to get things done. When you gotta have security, string safety and stability, we're the name you can trust. We're the better
Kentucky
bank.
Farmers Bank.
Connect with us at shopthetristate.net.
Moyer's Auto Service and Towing of Ashland provides all your automotive needs, from basic oil changes to major overhauls. For over 58 years, Moyer's has dedicated their name to the best in quality care. And now introducing the Car Wash. The Car Wash on Winchester is the only car wash held to the Moyer's standard of service. So if you want your car looking and running just as good as new, then head over to Moyer's Auto Service and Towing at 2601 Greenup Avenue or call 606-325-6043.
Negative equity may be applied to a new loan for well-qualified buyers. Rate, term, and down payment may vary. See dealer for details.
Stop! What if you could lower your monthly car payment and make no payments until November? You can this week at the Bill Cole Auto Mall. See the Bill Cole Auto Mall on Winchester Avenue in Ashland and find out how much lower your payment will be. The same payment or less, and no payments until November. Go to BillColeAutoMall.com or call 800-409-5555.
Are you looking for the best prices on guns and ammo? Look no further than JD Armory, your one-stop gun shop for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and ammo. JD Armory carries handguns such as Glock, Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, and Ruger. If you're looking for rifles or shotguns, they carry Mossberg, Remington, and Winchester. JD Armory also gives CCW training classes, and it's a Class 3 NFA with Yankee Hill and Jim Tech. Located at 802 4th Street, South Point, Ohio, beside McMean Pharmacy, or visit online at jdarmory.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, Hurt fans, bring your pride alive with the People's Bank Marshall Big Green Debit Card. The Big Green Debit Card is the only debit card that gives back to Marshall. The more you swipe, the more People's Bank donates. Plus, for you ultimate Hurt fans, Marshall Big Green Banking gives you access to special Marshall VIP experiences and merchandise. Give the school you love the support it deserves. Get your card today at MarshallBigGreenBanking.com or at any People's Bank location. People's Bank, proud partner of Marshall Athletics. Member FDIC.
NBC News Radio, I'm Pete Williams. A federal judge has declared a new Texas abortion restriction unconstitutional, acting the day before it was to take effect. The law was among the toughest in the nation and included a ban on abortions at 20 weeks of pregnancy. Representatives of the European Union are in Washington for meetings about allegations that the NSA eavesdropped on leaders of American allies. The State Department's Jen Psaki says the issue should not undermine cooperation involving Syria and Iran.
Clearly, these disclosures have created significant challenges in some of our most important partnerships. We have not seen an across-the-board impact on our foreign policy.
26 young men will be sharing nearly $60 million in a financial settlement with Penn State. They claim to be victims of child sexual abuse by former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky, who's now in prison. The university has already spent $50 million on fines and legal bills. This is NBC News Radio.
Now, back to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Our phone number is 304-399-8255. Our toll-free number is 877-420-8255. Conference USA Players of the Week announced today. On special teams, Kyle Fisher from Louisiana Tech. On defense, Sam Schofield from Tulane. How about Tulane? 4-0 in conference, 6-2 overall. They have only lost once on the road, once at home, and they are tied with Rice. The West Division's really shaping up between those two teams. And the offensive player of the week is Logan Kilgore, Middle Tennessee. The description reads, he was instrumental in orchestrating Middle Tennessee's 51-49 last-second victory over Marshall. The California product led the Blue Raiders down the field 79 yards in the final 2:29 of the game and completed a 9-yard touchdown to DeVaris Jefferson to give MT the win with no time remaining.
Just stings a little bit more when the player that beat you is also the player of the week.
You know, stings. I'm just glancing. There hasn't been a Marshall player of the week.
No, not even with some decent wins. Well, you know, Justin Hague had the game-winning field goal against Florida Atlantic, but, you know, that was the same week the Tulane kicker went like the Louisiana Tech kicker did this weekend, 5 for 5 on field goals and winning an overtime game against ECU, so I could hardly complain about that one. So, you know, it's the Herd got a couple wins early, but a lot of people were beating up some teams that, you know, were rather easy to get wins over early on in the season. You either go one way or the other. You either play the money game or you play the easily defeated and get off to a good start teams. And then after that, the Herd lost 2 in a row to Virginia Tech and to Ohio. So very seldom do you lose and win the award. I really probably have more trouble with that in Conference USA because that has happened on a few times this year. And I'm like, I don't care how well you played, you can't be player of the week if you didn't win the game. You know, I mean, that should be job one. To be player of the week, you should help your team win the game.
Yeah, but I would contend, in this case only, and I'm not arguing the award, but I would contend that a guy like Rakeem Cato won the game for Marshall, just the defense lost it for him. And we haven't said that all year long. Doing the quick math, there has been, at the quarterback position, it's been awarded 6 times as the offensive player of the week. Shane Carden won it twice for East Carolina. Derek Thompson, North Texas, won it once. Jaquez Johnson, Florida Atlantic, won it once. Devin Powell from Tulane won it once, and now Logan Kilgore. So there have been a lot of quarterbacks to win it. Rakeem Cato has yet to win it this year, and that's hard to swallow because Rakeem Cato is quickly – inching up or moving up the record books. He throws 3 touchdowns in the loss, and he extends his string of games with at least 1 touchdown pass to 25. That's second longest active in all of FBS. He's trailing only Derek Carr of Fresno State, and there won't be stopping him anytime soon. course, the Marshall record for consecutive games with a touchdown pass, 26. You know who holds that, Chad Pennington.
Yeah.
So Rakeem is at least acquitting himself well. He's consistent. You can count on him. I hated, though, that this was a situation in which the offense did everything they could to win the game. They put up a huge amount of points. You think you put 49 points up on the board, you've got a fair shot of winning. And yeah, it did come down to the last play, so they did have a fair shot of winning. But it almost was reminiscent of 2012. Woody, was that video game mentality all over again?
Absolutely was reminiscent of that. Although, you know, the Herd had four balls that they weren't able to intercept, a couple of tips, and then two others that were, you know, dropped. And during the final drive, it was three times that they could have put an interception away. That would have been the big play, and the game would have been over because they were out of timeouts. They wouldn't have got the ball back. So, you know, you made errors on punt returns. You had Mumu Smith fumble a punt. I know he returned one 37 yards to the final touchdown, but still, you cost the offense a drive by giving that up. And in a two-point game, every drive's important. So, you know, Cato wasn't saying any of that, though. You know, he's second in passing average at 258 yards a game. He's third in passing efficiency. Shane Carden and Derek Thompson of North Texas are right there with him. But the thing is Cato's almost being looked at like, well, we expected him to do this. You know, to amaze us, he would have had, you know, done 400 yards again a game. And unfortunately for him, the defense has been a little better, so they haven't felt the press to go fast on every series. But, you know, I still think this team plays better fast, and it's obvious the offense does, because 87 plays and they score 49 points. The correlation there is pretty easy to gather. And they only played five offensive linemen. They only played two backs. You know, I asked Cato today if he was worried about, you know, seemingly having to target Shuler and Gator Hoskins so much. And he said, well, you know, there's only so much people can do to take them away. He said if they decide to box them defensively, then it opens up the running game for Talaferro or Grooms or whoever. And he goes, if they play them one-on-one, they're going to get open. And he goes, honestly, no matter what they play on them, those two guys have a knack of getting open. And he goes, especially Gator down toward the goal line. So I think he's frustrated, though, because he would like to see some of the other receivers step up. And Tommy Shuler said that, too. He said, you know, he said, I was a youngster with Dobson and Wilson and those guys. And I just felt like if I got a chance to play, I had to elevate my game. And now they've got to do that. And I think that's what this team is waiting for somebody to step up and play on the outside. And, Paul, we're just not seeing that at all. I don't know that it's killing them because they did score 49 points. But too many mistakes on special teams. And then for the first time all year, really, maybe the second half of the Ohio game, just the inability to get off the field on third down. They gave up three third downs on the final drive and one fourth down play. And that will get you beat every single time.
Our phone number is 304-399-8255, toll-free 877-420-8255. More coming up. Super Talk Sports Line brought to you by First Century Bank on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Partly cloudy skies now to wind down our Monday. And moving into the nighttime, our temperature drops back down to about 40 or so. For Tuesday, we have sunny skies early. Starting off at about 40, we'll range up to about 67, 68. We will call for an increase in clouds Tuesday night. And on Wednesday, a chance of some showers, but warmer still, the high near 70. I'm Spencer Atkins on your official severe weather station, Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Tradition. There's comfort and strength in tradition. The Book Exchange is proud to be a long-standing part of Mountaineer tradition. We're also proud to participate in newer traditions like Gold Rush at Mountaineer Field. Saturday, September 28th, fans will fill the stadium wearing gold to support the team as they take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Stop into the Book Exchange, gear up with the latest gold WVU apparel, and be a part of Mountaineer tradition. The Book Exchange on Willie Street and on Patterson Drive. Online at bookexchangewv.com.
Because of you, our customers, value is a part of every aspect of our bank, including our staff. That's why, now through this Friday, we proudly celebrate Teller Appreciation Week at MVB Bank. We value their hard work and daily commitment to our clients. Behind our valuable products are valuable people. Visit MVB Bank today and discover why we're your most valuable bank. Or visit us online at mvbbanking.com. MVB Bank, your most valuable bank. Member FDIC.
Since 1951, Chapman's Mortuary has shown the importance of working with a family-owned and operated firm by creating a personal relationship and offering individualized service. If you'd like Chapman's Mortuary to assist you during your time of need or are interested in cremation or pre-need planning, call today for a personal consultation. 304-523-9424. Chapman's Mortuary in Huntington. This community has relied on them for years. You can rely on them today.
By now, you've probably heard that the Fannin Automotive family is bigger and better than all the rest. But what does that mean exactly? Well, how about getting a 2013 Hyundai Elantra GLS with popular equipment package for only $15,995, or getting a brand new Toyota Camry SE for only $21,995 and 0% financing? Just another way how the Fannin Automotive family is proving that they're bigger and better than any other dealership in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. Visit online, FanninMotors.com, or come on in. Fannin Automotive family. U.S. Route 60, Ashland.
Achieve your dream of home ownership. Home Federal's USDA mortgage loan gives you the opportunity of 100% financing with no down payment, flexible credit guidelines, and eligible for all property types. Let Home Federal help you make your dreams a reality. Loan is subject to credit approval. Other terms or conditions may apply. Home Federal, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Stop by or give them a call, or visit online at hfsl.com.
Need something before or after the big game? Come to Giovanni's in Ashland, Flatwoods, and Russell for these super specials. The 18-inch party special two-topping pizza, large bag of chips, four medium Cokes, just $22.49. Or an 18-inch two-topping, just $19.49. A 15-inch one-topping, only $14.99. Or a large Chef Randy Pasta salad, two for $14.99. Don't forget the super buffet. All you can eat for lunch is only $6.69. Supper, $7.69. Giovanni's, 8th and Green of Ashland, 1703 Argolite Road, Flatwoods, and 1470 Deaver Boulevard, Russell. Giovanni's, the Italian place to be.
Emergency room nurse Joe Stevens always went above and beyond. Like the time he gave the coat off his back to a patient who didn't have one. A short time later, Joe lost his own fight with cancer. Since then, Joe's co-workers at King's Daughters started an annual coat drive, handing out more than 2,000 coats and keeping Joe's spirit of caring alive. King's Daughters Medical Center, online at kdmc.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Game 5 of the World Series is tonight. Red Sox and Cardinals at 7:30 Eastern time on Fox. They'll play in St. Louis with a series tied up at 2 apiece. John Lester's on the mound for the Red Sox. Adam Wainwright goes for St. Louis. Now, the Cardinals won't have Alan Craig in the lineup. Carlos Beltran, by the way, will be batting fourth. Shane Robinson will bat second for St. Louis. Dustin Pedroia bats second for the Red Sox tonight. David Ortiz bats third. Johnny Gomes, last night's hero, was fourth, while Shane Victorino was not in the lineup. Case Keenum will start at quarterback for the Houston Texans Sunday night when they host the Indianapolis Colts. Now, that's week 9. Tonight, week 8 ends in St. Louis. Rams hosting the Seahawks, 8:30 Eastern time, just down the street from the World Series. In the NBA, Yahoo Sports' Pacers forward Danny Granger is going to miss the first 3 weeks of the season with a strained calf. And domestic violence charges against Celtics forward Jared Sullinger have been dropped, stemming from an incident that occurred earlier this year.
This is the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Paul Swan, Woody Woodrum. Super Talk Sports Line, Monday, October 28th. Brought to you by First Century Bank. Our phone number is 304-399-8255. Toll free, 877-420-8255. Game 5 World Series Cards. You like them? You think they're gonna do the trick? What do you think?
I'm not sure, really. I think Boston is hitting the ball awfully well, and both these teams really have, they've got guys that just play hard every play. The Cardinals have some younger guys, I think, that have really stepped up for them and played pretty well. But again, it usually comes down to pitching. And, last night the Sox kind of rolled the dice and got an outstanding pitching performance out of a guy they didn't know if they could get one or two innings out of, and then, you know, ended up, got a tremendous pitching performance out of him last night, and that was really important. Buchholz gave him four innings of three hit, one run baseball. The run was not earned, so that was, really nice, and their bullpen has been very tough. So, Lackey came in and pitched an inning last night to give him a hold. So, you know, it's just the guys that don't seem to be doing so well, they come up with a big hit like Johnny Gomes has put in. He's 0-for-9. And then he crashes a home run. That's a big deal. The outfielders had been 4-for-40 with no RBIs, and they come up with, you know, some big hits last night. So, you know, I think it'll be fun to watch tonight. Another game as soon as we get out of a little basketball with the Thundering Herd and the Concord Mountain Lions. We'll see what's going on.
Red Sox are going to have to go without Shane Victorino in Game 5.
Yeah.
So they've got, you know, Gomes is going to be batting cleanup and going to play left field. I don't know. I'm rooting still for Boston. Because, well, then again, this is a nightmare World Series for me. It truly is, because I don't want to root for Boston. I definitely am not rooting for the Cardinals. I can't bring myself to do it. This is one of those situations where I'm just going to sit back and just watch what happens and leave it be. And not even participate in a rooting fashion. I'm just going to be an observer.
Well, that's just the thing is, you know, as I said, John Farrell, of the father of Shane Farrell, former Marshall pitcher, is throwing. And I know Herb has talked to Shane and, you know, about his dad coaching him up and trying to get him going. So it's just been, you know, it's been great to watch. I think David Ortiz is just amazing me the way he is playing. I mean, he is absolutely out of his head hot here in the postseason. He is hitting the ball big time and running hard, and he got a run in last night hustling around the bases, and that's definitely not his game at this stage of his career, but he is just absolutely doing a great job. And you know, he called the whole team together. It was like a huddle. You don't see that very often when they're playing baseball. You don't see them huddle up and a guy gives an inspirational speech. You know, he looked like Ray Lewis before a Ravens game or something. He was just absolutely giving them the rah-rah speech. But, you know, a guy who's hitting 326, who's 15 out of 46 in the postseason, that's the guy you listen to. You know, that's a guy that you want to pay a little attention to, because he, as good as he's been in the whole postseason, you know, he's unconscious in the World Series. He's hitting 727. He's 8 of 11 in this World Series with a double, 2 home runs, 5 RBIs, 15 total bases, and plus they've walked him 4 times just trying to pitch around him. So Ortiz is having a MVP-like postseason, but of course his team will have to win it to probably earn him that.
TV ratings are up. Game 4 drew 16 million. Here's how it looks so far. Game 1 had 14.4 million. Game 2 had 13.4 million. Game 3 had 12.5 million. And of course, Game 4, we just mentioned, 16 million. And it's the most watched baseball game since Game 7 of the 2011 World Series, based on the Nielsen data. Overall, the World Series is averaging 8.4 household rating, making it the highest rated World Series through 4 games since 2009. The 8.4 household rating and average audience of 14 million viewers through Game 4 both represent an 11% increase, according to the Forbes report, over last year through the comparable coverage. Now, part of this is probably the teams themselves, the local markets where those teams reside. Game 4 drew a massive 46.7 rating in St. Louis, while in Boston, the game drew a 34.7 rating. In both markets, 69% of available TVs were tuned to the game at its peak. So those markets are definitely driving. Of course, you got major market in St. Louis, and you've got a major market in Boston. That does help your overall national picture, I think.
Yeah, and it's not only that, Paul. It's not just the market in the cities they're in. I mean, Boston is very much a regional favorite in Maine, in New Hampshire, Vermont, you know, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and probably even upper New York to some extent. They are a New England team, and the Cardinals have always had a huge Midwestern and Southern market. KMOX has that big signal at night. You know, I know my mother has listened to Cardinals games late night for years on KMOX. If the Reds were already done or something, you know, she could flip over and get that signal very well out of St. Louis. And, you know, they've got 11 World Series championships. So they've been a team that has had great success, has had great players through the years. The Dizzy Dean and the Gas House Gang, of course, you know, for many, many years ago, to the Torrey, Bob Gibson, Kirk Flood, Lou Brock, you know, and that, the guys of the 60s and 70s. And then they've had great players right now, Yadier Molina and watching a guy like Carlos Beltran. You know, that was the disappointing part. There's a guy who's hitting 300 in a World Series, and the guy gets picked off at first base with him at bat and two outs. There's a chance that Beltran can hit one out of there and tie that game up last night, and you took it out of his hands. And like I said, the first game to be ended in a pickoff at first base in the history of the World Series. So, I you know, I felt really bad for the player that got picked. But, you know, I will say this. Wong stood there last night. Colton Wong stood and took every question. He had tears in his eyes. He's a young player. He was very upset about it. He just had kind of made his step as the pitcher turned and threw. And got nailed, and you know, he was very upset about it, and it was painful to watch, but it was also great to watch because he handled it with such class. It was really amazing composure for a young player.
Now, of course, ratings, going back to that, it looks like the game four of the World Series actually beats Sunday Night Football, and that is rare. Now, the Fast National Returns gave Fox a 7.8 rating among adults 18 to 49.
Right.
Of course, you had a nice lead-in game, so that helped. Sunday Night Football, the Packers-Vikings drew a smaller crowd, and both those teams, and the Packers have a good core following, the Vikings, you know,
yeah.
Average of 5.6 rating among adults 18 to 49. NBC averaged about 4.5 adult rating and a 12.3 million viewer. So they're looking at adults here. I guess they're looking at that demo.
Sure.
It's interesting that, just to point out that the baseball. Now, of course, I've seen another report that said The Walking Dead beat them both, but I'm not surprised, but I'm also kind of curious, you know, what they're basing that on, because MLB's numbers and the other reports vary just a little bit. But
yeah.
People tuned in for Game 4, we do know that. Hour number 2, we hope you stay tuned in for that here. Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
From the Tri-State Sports Leader, Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930. This is the award-winning First Century Bank Super Talk Sports Line. To join us, call 304-399-8255 or toll free at 877-420-8255. Broadcasting from the Kindred Capital Building in downtown Huntington, Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum.
Taking your phone calls, those numbers again, 304-399-8255. Toll free is 877-420-8255. Today we're at the Union Pub and Grill, where you can see what Woody will be wearing for Halloween by taking a look at him now.
That's right.
Yeah, he'll be wearing a tasty beverage from the Union Pub and Grill.
Come on down and sit here in front of the Woody Woodrum fireplace out here in the front lounge, or head to the back and get on Hair of the Dog Monday with $1.50 long necks, $2 call shots, 60-cent wings. Traditional or boneless. Settle in for St. Louis as the sports capital of the world tonight, as the Cardinals host the Boston Red Sox and the Rams host the Seattle Seahawks. You know, we should have gone to Seattle or St. Louis, apparently you could get upper deck seats in the dome for the football game tonight for as little as $7 today. And the football Rams have promised to show the baseball Cardinals in the pregame and during halftime, and then if they're still playing after the game, so folks can stay up with them on. There's something like 600 televisions in the dome there in St. Louis, and they're only about a mile apart. So it would be a good night to be out bar hopping in St. Louis, I would think. But, you know, if you're here in Huntington, it's a good night always to come to the Union Pub and Grill. And don't forget the Halloween party Thursday, 9 p.m. to close. The annual collector's mug will be here while they last, $6.50 up front. Refills, $1.50, $2 pumpkin pie shots, and costume contest at midnight where you can win a $50 bar tab. So that's all right here at the Union Pub and Grill, 1125 4th Avenue, Huntington's legendary sports bar. Why don't you come on down tonight and enjoy both games from St. Louis?
All right, those numbers again, 304-399-8255. Toll free is going to be 877-420-8255. Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum with you on this edition, First Century Bank Super Talk Sports Line for Monday, October 28th. A baseball football night for sure. Of course, tomorrow night, the start of the NBA. Couldn't pick a better game to start off with, the Heat and the Bulls. Two teams that just don't like each other. I mean, LeBron even said it himself. We don't like those guys. And what I want to hear. Of course, the Heat are definitely the team to beat yet again, but Chicago could be they could be ready for a run.
Well, the return of Derrick Rose
that does help.
Going to help. Yeah, that's not going to hurt them at all.
maybe he was right. Yeah, he wasn't feeling it, wasn't ready to go. He looked like in the preseason that he's been feeling it, ready to go. So maybe he was right all along.
Who makes that determination by watching a player on TV?
A fanatical fan. That's what makes the determination.
Yeah, you know, that's just crazy because only a player could know whether he's really ready. I mean, if his doctor and his trainer say, well, look, you know, it's up to you. We're not going to encourage you, but if you want to go, if he doesn't feel it, then he shouldn't go because his body is his instrument. I mean, it's the only thing he can control is how he feels about playing. And if he doesn't feel 100%, and there wasn't really going to be, he wasn't going to rush on the court, put a big ass on his chest and pull the Bulls out, and save the season. I think you've got to defer to the player and let them tell you whether, hey, I feel good or bad. Now, you know, I know that wasn't the way the game was played 20, 30 years ago. Willis Reed came out, scored two buckets, and went back to the bench, but we all remember how courageous he was. Well, maybe it was crazy. Maybe he shouldn't have been out there, but it's a little different now. You know, coaches just don't say, you're in. And, you know, we don't want to hear any of this nonsense about you being hurt or anything like that because we're going to play. Guys had much shorter careers back in those days because they went ahead and played hurt, and sometimes they hurt themselves a lot worse.
I'm looking forward to this one, though, because the quote that LeBron said was, we don't like them, they don't like us. It's not unheard of, we all know how it is, because not only will this be opening night, this is the banner ceremony.
Sure.
That's going to be rubbed right in their face.
Oh, yeah.
That's also the night they present the rings. That's going to be rubbed right in their face. And you know the Bulls are going to want to come out there and completely ruin their night. Now, you can't take away that championship, but you got to play your bitter, heated rival on opening night. It's ceremony night, and the only thing you're thinking of, we're going to, you know, they've got those rings, but we don't enjoy tonight's ceremony. We're going to ruin that for you, and that's all they can do. I don't know if they're going to be able to, but that's basically probably what fuels them right now, just to go out there and completely make the night a horrible one.
Well, that's what you want to do. You know, if you can go out and spoil their celebration, boy, there just isn't anything better than that than sports. I mean, if you can, the night you're hanging a banner and you're telling everybody, look at us, we're the best team that's ever been, and then a team can come out and just put a spanking on you, or you know, even a close win is pretty sweet. But if you could really get after them and catch them, you know, or not focus because they're enjoying the celebration too much, and that's about as good as it gets in sports if you can ruin the other guy's moment.
Remember the Heat did that a couple years ago when they lost the Dallas Mavericks in the 2011 finals, and then they opened up the season in Dallas after lockout ended, and they felt the same way. I mean, Chris Bosh even said, right, we wanted to embarrass the Mavericks on their home floor. We wanted to defecate on their night, and we know the Bulls want to do that to us. They want to spoil, sure, what we have going, and we're aware of that. We have to hit first. I mean, this is the difference basketball gives you compared to, say, football, because, you know, you're going to have more matchups. You're going to have this close personal combat here. Football, not so much. I mean, it's a violent collision sport, but you know, you don't have those same types of matchups every year that you would say in basketball, where you have two of the top teams facing off right off the bat, game one. And oh, by the way, it's ring night, and we know we kicked you guys out of getting your shot at that ring. I love this. This matchup is really going to, I think, help bring back NBA to Showtime levels, if it's not already there, to be honest with you. If it's not there with the way it was during the Michael Jordan era of basketball, and even before that with the Showtime of the Lakers, you know, Lakers versus Celtics, definitely, I think, this is the rivalry for this generation, and it's shaping up to be a really good one. The only thing now is the Bulls are going to actually have to I just draw some blood here, and I guess that means win a championship or eliminate them from a championship opportunity.
Oh, yeah, that would be sweet enough if they could just eliminate them. I think that would more than fulfill whatever their fans would expect, even if you don't win the title. If you can knock the title team out of the playoffs, that's maybe the other sweetest thing in sports, is just closing a guy out when they think they're going to have it easy and they're going to make it, and you know, nothing you can do about it. And then you go in and just put a stop to it. And especially, you know, because you're both in the similar divisions, if you can knock them off in an early spot, that's really sweet. That's really nice.
You think Mike Kertner will be in attendance tomorrow? I mean, he is the world's biggest Miami Heat fan. we'll know tomorrow. If he's not here, we know.
Yeah, well, that it's a possibility always with Mike. You just never know. He's jumped on the bandwagon pretty hard. So,
I didn't say that. I'm just asking. I'm just posing a legitimate question there. I've seen him in his Heat shirt, so that makes him a fan, Woody.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen him in multiple Miami Heat shirts, so that really that solidifies his fandom, I think. The phone number.
I got nothing for you.
Yeah. You already put your shot in. 304-399-8255, toll free, 877-420-8255. By the way, I'm a Laker fan. I'll just throw that out there now.
Yeah.
Laker fan always, and, I was a Laker fan before Kobe. I'm a Laker fan now, and I'll be a Laker fan after Kobe. And hopefully that after Kobe will be real soon. Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Partly cloudy skies now to wind down our Monday, and moving into the nighttime, our temperature drops back down to about 40 or so. For Tuesday, we have sunny skies early. Starting off at about 40, we'll range up to about 67, 68. We will call for an increase in clouds Tuesday night, and on Wednesday, a chance of some showers, but warmer still, the high near 70. I'm Spencer Atkins on your official severe weather station, Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Coach Bob Pruitt and Coach Red Dawson are legends of college football. They understand winning and being on a championship team.
Being on a winning team means you have to put together the best players and give it your all.
That's not only true on the football field, but it's also true in life and in business.
First Century is a team of champions,
and you should bank with them.
Join the winning team. Bank with First Century Bank.
There's a lot more to your West Virginia American water bill than just water. Miles of pipeline, facilities to treat and test it, people working day and night to make sure it's there when you need it. But that's not all. Your water payment supports needed system improvements that will keep water flowing for all of us today and well into the future. All for about a penny a gallon. We're West Virginia American Water. We care about water. It's what we do. Find out why you should, too, at WestVirginiaAMWater.com.
Hey, Herd fans. Bring your pride alive with the People's Bank Marshall Big Green Debit Card. The Big Green Debit Card is the only debit card that gives back to Marshall. The more you swipe, the more People's Bank donates. Plus, for you ultimate Herd fans, Marshall Big Green Banking gives you access to special Marshall VIP experiences and merchandise. Give the school you love the support it deserves. Get your card today at MarshallBigGreenBanking.com or at any People's Bank location. People's Bank, proud partner of Marshall Athletics, member FDIC.
We're the better bank, Kentucky Farmers Bank. Since 1931, we've been in business to get things done. When you gotta have security, strength, safety, and stability. We're the name you can trust. We're the better bank. We're the better bank.
Connect with us at shopthetristate.net.
This weakness and tired. I just didn't have a life.
Mabel needed her heart valve replaced, but she was too weak for major surgery.
Traditional open heart surgery just wasn't an option.
Lucky for Mabel, KDMC has a revolutionary new procedure that allows heart valve replacement without open heart surgery.
We gave her a whole new life.
If I didn't have arthritis, I would be like a six-year-old.
King's Daughters Medical Center, online at KDMC.com.
By now, you've probably heard that the Fannin Automotive family is bigger and better than all the rest. But what does that mean exactly? Well, how about getting a 2013 Hyundai Elantra GLS with popular equipment package for only $15,995, or getting a brand new Toyota Camry SE for only $21,995 and 0% financing? Just another way how the Fannin Automotive family is proving that they're bigger and better than any other dealership in Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. Visit online, FanninMotors.com, or come on in. Fannin Automotive family. U.S. Route 60, Ashland.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Red Sox and Cardinals will play Game 5 of the World Series with coverage at 7:30 Eastern time on Fox. Though the series is tied up at 2, Shane Victorino not in the Red Sox lineup. Dustin Pedroia will bat second for Boston tonight with David Ortiz third. Last night's hero, Johnny Gomes, is batting fourth. Alan Craig isn't in the starting lineup for the Cardinals. Carlos Beltran will bat fourth for St. Louis. Shane Robinson will bat second. In the NFL, Case Keenum will start at quarterback for the Texans Sunday night against the Colts. That's in Week 9. Week 8 ends tonight with the Seahawks and Rams in St. Louis at 8:30 Eastern time. Broncos tight end Julius Thomas tweeted that he doesn't have a high ankle sprain. An MRI came back negative today on his ankle injury. Broncos have a bye in Week 9. Penn State says they're paying $59.7 million to 26 young men who claim they were sexually abused by former coach Jerry Sandusky. The school says there are six other claims that have yet to be settled.
You're listening to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Paul Swan, Woody Woodrum. Phone numbers for this edition of the Super Talk Sports Line, 304-399-8255. Toll free, 877-420-8255. I haven't got your thoughts yet on the payout that's going to be issued. $59.7 million Penn State has agreed to pay 26 young men over the Jerry Sandusky case, the claims of child sexual abuse, and that's a lot of money. Now, I don't know how the math is going to work out to split it, but they've got 23 deals in place, are fully signed, ready to go. They've got three deals that are agreements in principle. All they have to do is drop the paperwork, get that worked out, and then they'll have everything taken care of. It's cost them $59.7 million. That's on top of, I think the number was $50 million on other costs, including lawyers' fees, PR expenses, implementing new policies and procedures. This has cost them at minimum $109.7 million, and that's not even looking at the impact that this is going to have long-term, not only on the football program, but all the other ancillary and tertiary monies that come in.
Well, obviously, first off, there's no amount of money that can really repair these young men for what they had to face at the hand of this criminal, this monster, this defiler of children. Just, you know, sickening as a parent to think of a guy like that who, you know, wanted to be best friends to boys and help them out and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Paul, no sum of money is going to make it completely right. But certainly, you know, it's good to see Penn State stepping up to the plate and making this happen and, you know, not trying to duck responsibility on this. You know, it unfortunately we'll never truly know what the complete story was because Joe Paterno's gone and all we have is other people speaking for him. But it was pretty heinous, and I'm glad to see that they're stepping up and trying to make this right. You know, $100 million, its impact on Penn State, while it seemed like, you know, no one could be able to withstand that much money, I think Penn State is had a plan for this, and we'll make it all work out. But it's honestly, I think they're just starting to feel the pain on the football field too. I mean, there's going to be more games like the game against Ohio State the other night, as they have fewer and fewer scholarship athletes. You know, their program is going to feel some pain there too. And so that's the thing you don't know is, will the money, the $109 million that at least they're going to have to pay out, where will that come from? You know, how much will that be impacted when, you know, they have a 4-8 year or a 2-10 year and folks go, well, hey, you know, I didn't think it was going to be this bad. And they stop buying tickets and they stop coming to games. That's just, you can't measure long term how long it's going to take to come back from that. But we certainly, in a different case entirely, we've seen Marshall suffer for a number of years, after, you know, losing 15 scholarships over 3 years. And the football program, you know, has had some other things happen as well. But it has struggled to get back to where it was before.
Yeah.
And it seems like everybody at Penn State just thinks this thing is going to be 4 years of, oh, well, we'll get through this and then we'll be right back where we were. I don't think so. You know, SMU got hit the hardest. They were 25 years getting back from the quote-unquote death penalty, which is why we don't see it handed out much anymore, because it was so terrifying what it did to their school. And I think Penn State's going, this will take them a decade or so to recover from. I really believe that.
But wasn't the death penalty an effective deterrent? That's the reason why you use such a doomsday weapon, is to deter the rest of them. Did it work as a deterrent?
No, it didn't. You know, not really. The Southwest Conference was rife with problems, and it may have cut back, but it may have led more to the disillusion, the breakup of the Southwest Conference, as the top schools decided to throw in with the Big Eight and leave the Houston and the SMU and the others to their own fate. And they didn't feel bad about leaving TCU and some of them behind. Now TCU has recovered. SMU is now recovered, and they're part of the, you know, the Big 12 or the American. TCU is part of the Big 12, and some of those schools have come back, but it's never going to be like it was before. And maybe that was part of what the death penalty did also.
So I can in a way blame the BCS on the death penalty.
Yeah, I think you can. In some ways, they thought that was a way to, you know, manage it, to keep people in line and whatnot. But, you know, I don't think we're going to have any better system next year than we have this year. I mean, we're just going to have a committee picking four teams to play, and versus a committee that's basically polls have been picking two teams to play. I don't think it's going to be such a great panacea for college football, and I think what it has done is widened the gap between the top five conferences and the bottom five conferences. It's made it wider than ever. So
yeah, because there's
no
mathematical way for non-BCS team to get in now, like a Northern Illinois. They were able to get in. Now, they, of course, they had no shot at a title game, but they at least were able to be a quote, BCS buster, and that's not going to happen now. Let's go to the phones. We got Jim joining us on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930. Hey, Jim.
Hey, I'm driving, and I don't want to get a ticket, so you won't think I'm rude if I ask you a question and then hang up?
No, we don't want you to get a ticket. Where are you? By the way, what street are you not on?
Pardon?
What street are you not on so we can distract the police?
I'm on I-64.
All right. Officers, look out for Jim on I-64. What's your question?
Okay. I was listening to satellite radio, and they were ranking the conferences, and they had Conference USA as number 10 out of 10. And the statements were that if you think that's bad, wait till next year when the better teams in the conference leave again. And their statement was that the Conference USA is just going to be a glorified 1AA conference. And that kind of irritated me, but I would like to hang up and listen to your comment, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate it, Jim. The power rankings, so ESPN even had them pretty low, and I don't think that's going to change anytime soon, perception-wise, because, you know, who's holding the banner for Conference USA right now, Woody?
Yeah, well, you know, it's Rice and Tulane, one of which is gone next year. In the East Division, the leader's East Carolina, who's gone next year. So, you know, you can understand. Now, Tulsa was the team that everybody thought would be good, and they're gone next year, although they're not very good this year. So I think most people are looking at it and saying, okay, what did they trade for? And, well, they obviously traded down because they didn't get a great program to replace the Houston's, the SMU. You know, I think we all know that that's not true, and there's a bunch of bad programs still in the MAC, but it's sexy because Northern Illinois is in the top 25. So, you know, that gives them a little nod, but the Michigan schools are terrible this year. Buffalo is terrible as usual. There are bad teams in the MAC, just like there always are, and there are bad teams in Conference USA. It's just the perception is they took, you know, teams from the Sun Belt, which is replacing them with teams like Appy State and Georgia State. What I don't understand, Paul, is how come if it's bad for Conference USA to take teams from the Sun Belt to replace the teams that went to the American, then why does that drop Conference USA below the Sun Belt? Because obviously I think they took some of the best teams in North Texas, in Middle Tennessee, and obviously next year Western Kentucky, and so forth. So how are they behind the Sun Belt anyhow?
Well,
I don't understand that one.
Here are the rankings. The overall rank. The ESPN has keeps track of this.
Yeah.
ESPN has what they call the Football Power Index, and they take the AP numbers, and they take the ratings from the AP poll and their Football Power Index, and this is how they determine mathematically which conference is best and which is not. SEC comes in at number one. They have an AP,
sure.
Their AP in one, and their FPI of two, actually. But they are on top. The Pac-12 is second, the overall. The Big 12 is third. The ACC is fourth. The Big 10 is fifth. Take that, Ohio State. The AAC is sixth. Mountain West is seventh. Mid-American Conference is eighth. Yes, MAC lovers, here we go. Start your calls. Sun Belt is ninth, and Conference USA is tenth. AP has the MAC 8 and Sun Belt and CUSA tied for 9th. And the FPI has the MAC 10, Sun Belt 8, Conference USA 9. But I'll be honest with you, the rating is so close. The three bottom dwellers are the MAC, Sun Belt, and Conference USA. MAC and Sun Belt have a 14.8 in their rating, and Conference USA has a 14.2. But to the eyeball test of many, Conference USA is found wanting compared to the MAC and maybe even the Sun Belt to some.
I look at the Sun Belt, though, and you got Arkansas State was 3-3 going into the weekend. Georgia State was 0-7. Texas State was 4-3. South Alabama was 3-3. Troy was 4-3. Louisiana Lafayette was 4-2. Western Kentucky, who will jump out next year, was 4-3. And UL Monroe was 3-4. So they're replacing Western Kentucky and the other schools that have already left with 1AA schools. So, again, I don't necessarily see that one. Maybe having less schools is good for you because you have less to divide into your total. But, you know, in the MAC, like what I was saying, Akron was 2-6 entering the weekend. Kent was 2-6. Miami was 0-7. UMass was 1-8. Central was 3-5. Eastern was 1-6. And Western Michigan was 0-8, which is just staggering to me. I didn't realize they'd gotten that bad. So, you know, you look at the Conference USA, and, yeah, Southern Miss is struggling. That's really hurting this league some perception-wise because they're 0-7. And UTEP is terrible. They're 1-6, and I didn't see them falling off the map. But, you know, UTSA improved to 3-5 this weekend and got a nice win. I think some of these schools are adjusting on the run to stepping up. And you know, Middle got a nice win, obviously, over the Thundering Herd. There's not a bell cow right now, though, in the league that you can hang a big medallion around like you do Northern Illinois in the MAC because they're playing at a very high level. And Ohio certainly was playing at a very high level. The loss to Central really hurt them in the national perception, but they're having a great season.
Yeah, they'll still continue.
Yeah, they're 5-2. They're going to beat up, you know, they beat up Miami. They're going to beat Buffalo. They're probably going to beat Bowling Green. They're going to beat Kent. And they're going to beat UMass. So Ohio's going to win 10, 11 games again. And they are having a bang-up year. But I look at these conferences, and it kind of looks like the MAC to me and the Sun Belt, the Conference USA, have kind of had the slats kicked out and under them. Which really then, you know, I look at what the bowl released today, and I'm like, it makes my head hurt trying to figure out what years Conference USA will be all right and what years they won't be all right. But it looks like they'll have 5-7 teams in most every year, and they can count on that. And right now the MAC is hoping for the same, and the Sun Belt's hoping for the same.
Yeah, it all goes down to it's not quality football at this point. It's okay.
No,
we need to fill television programming, and that's basically it. Now, here's another, again, take us all with a grain of salt because I'm not even going to go Bleacher Report because you don't like Bleacher Report, so I won't use that one. But I grabbed the real-time RPI, and you know how RPI is.
Yeah.
They've got Southeastern 1, Pacific 12 2, Big 12 3, Big 10 4 going up this week, Atlantic Coast dipping to 5, American 6, Independents 7. There are 6 independents, and they rank them higher than the Mountain West as collectively. Mid-American and Sun Belt. Of course, Independents, you throw in Notre Dame in that. And
right.
So,
and Navy's not playing bad.
No,
and I think Army is actually playing a little better than they have in the past. So
Notre Dame, BYU, and Navy.
BYU got a nice win over Boise State this weekend.
All have winning records. Army's 3-5. The two that are holding them down, unfortunately for them, is Idaho and New Mexico State. Poor Idaho and New Mexico State.
Yeah, you know, the whack programs that have nowhere to go.
Then
unbelievable.
Then they have the Mountain West, Mid-American, Sun Belt, and Conference USA.
Conference USA is the whipping boy, though, because Houston, UCF, SMU all went to the American, and going next year is one of the other good, two of the other good teams this year, Tulane and ECU. So perception is everything. Whether it's reality it's perception is everything, and people are perceiving that Conference USA has taken a bigger hit from all this than anyone else because they don't think the Sun Belt was any good to begin with. So the popular thing to do is rank Conference USA 10th in all your polls and all your human and computers. And it makes sense because, well, look at all they lost. They can't be any good anymore. I think they're still better than the Sun Belt. I'm going to say they're the league's at least as good as the MAC. And right now they're doing better with TV money and with bowl games. But again,
is that how long does that last though?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. That's the thing. And is the, you know, Paul, I mean, the conference has three appearances in the next 6 years in the Bahama Bowl. Three times minimum in the Beef O'Brady Bowl. Four times minima in the new Boca Raton Bowl. Six times straight in the New Mexico Bowl. Six times straight against the Big Ten or the Big 12 in the Heart of Dallas Bowl. But three appearances in the Miami Bowl. Minimum of three times in the New Orleans Bowl. Minimum of three in the Hawaii Bowl, and possibly the Advocare, the old Independence Bowl, if the SEC or ACC doesn't put a team in. So will there be a year when you have five, or will there be a year when you have actually eight? You know, and there's nothing in the release that says where your champion's going anymore, because you've lost the Independence Bowl, and you're not even trying to do that, although I think they will make the Heart of Dallas, since it's against the Big Ten, the Big 12, and it's in the Cotton Bowl, in the home city of the conference, I think they will make that the championship game.
Why not?
You know, if you win the league.
Yeah,
but,
why not?
Why not? But
we got to hit the break, so let's go ahead and take that, come back, and we'll continue on Super Talk Sports Line, brought to you by First Century Bank on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
This is the Metro News High School Report. Here's Fred Persinger.
Heading into week number 10 of the regular season, the Capital Cougars continue to be one of the more impressive teams in the state. We recently asked Cougar head coach John Carpenter what the mindset of his team was right now.
Just to keep getting better. You know, I think we went through our struggles there early on, and I think we're all aware of those, and now we just got to realize it's time's ticking on us, and you just got to get better every week if you want to stay alive.
Now, with a very tough schedule the Capital Cougars have played, and with two very difficult teams still ahead in Hurricane and George Washington, one thing a good team has to do is stay together as a team. And it doesn't look like the Cougars are going to let anything come between them.
I hope not. I kind of joke with them, but it's not really a joke, but I tell them all the time, you know, they're the only team that can beat us is sits in the locker room with us every week. So, we're playing unselfish right now, and everybody's involved, and they're excited about it. So, yeah, it seems like we've got it going, so we just got to maintain now.
With so much depth and talent on the team, sometimes sharing the limelight could be a problem. But that is one problem Coach Carpenter has not had to deal with.
Not for a while. I think we had, we had one game. One game that kind of popped its head up a little bit, and they, I think they understand it. That'll derail the whole thing. We've had a flash out, but I think that's behind us now.
This Friday night, the Cougars play their final home game of the regular season as the very tough Hurricane Redskins come calling. Coach Carpenter says, regardless of the team coming in, he knows his Cougars have to be ready to play.
Sure, and that's what. I think people that end up being great teams, they play up to their standard, regardless of who they're playing. And I think we had a case of that early on in the year too. You know, we couldn't handle success, and we had a hard time handling being out in front of people. So that's the mindset now. So no matter who you play, you have to perform to your expectations.
It's the Hurricane Redskins paying a visit to Laidley Field this Friday night to take on the Capital Cougars. Kick is set for 7:30.
This has been the High School Report with Fred Persinger on Metro News. Metro News, the voice of West Virginia.
It's John Boy and Billy on your new home for the big show.
Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Hey, y'all, John Boy and Billy, hope your Monday going good. We want to kick your Tuesday out for you.
And the 6 o'clock hour, the Reverend Billy Ray Collins checks in. And around 7:50, a call from the grumpy old man.
We'll review Martinsville. 3 races to go before we get our Sprint Cup champion. We'll see you first thing in the morning right here
on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Summer conditioning, daily workouts, spring training camp. Finally, the season is here. It takes year-round commitment to produce a first-class football team. It also takes year-round commitment to provide first-class banking services. At United Bank, we're committed to making your life easier with services like mobile banking, online banking and bill pay, e-statements and more. We are at your service. United Bank, West Virginia's bank. Proud to be united with the Mountaineers. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Mrs. Mountaineer, Tanya Jackson. On August 19, 2006, my brother, Rick Slybert, was involved in an ATV crash. When my mother and I arrived at the hospital, Rick was unconscious and the doctor told us he had severe brain damage. Rick had not been wearing a helmet when he had the accident. Later that night, we lost him. Riding an ATV is a great experience, but please, always wear a DOT or other approved helmet while operating your ATV.
Brought to you by the Department of Transportation, Governor's Highway Safety Program, and the ATV Safety Awareness Program.
Hi, Woody Woodrum for Dan's Sports Shop in Huntington. My friends at Dan's have been around for 60 years helping schools with their uniform and equipment needs. You can get your customized school's game wear, and the experts at Dan's live sports every day. Dan's carries a full line of wrestling gear in Herb's Wrestling Corner. They've worked with youth sports for as long as I've been around, so it's Dan's Sports Shop, corner of 4th Avenue and 12th Street in Huntington. Tell them Woody sent you.
Achieve your dream of home ownership. Home Federal's USDA mortgage loan gives you the opportunity of 100% financing with no down payment, flexible credit guidelines, and eligible for all property types. Let Home Federal help you make your dreams a reality. Loan is subject to credit approval. Other terms or conditions may apply. Home Federal, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Stop by or give them a call or visit online at hfsl.com.
Negative equity may be applied to a new loan for well-qualified buyers. Rate, term, and down payment may vary. See dealer for details.
Stop! What if you could lower your monthly car payment and make no payments until November? You can, this week, at the Bill Cole Auto Mall. See the Bill Cole Auto Mall on Winchester Avenue in Ashland and find out how much lower your payment will be. The same payment or less, and no payments until November. Go to BillColeAutoMall.com or call 800-409-5555.
I'm Kim Kanoff, owner of Mattress Warehouse, and I'd like to thank you for 30 great years.
It's our 30th anniversary sale, and we're celebrating with store-wide savings like this limited-time 30th anniversary special purchase. A ceiling plush pillow top queen set with gel and memory foam for just $5.97. Ask about limited-time special financing and free same-day delivery. Plus, enter our 30th anniversary sweepstakes online to win a free mattress set. Mattress Warehouse,
bringing you a better night's sleep for 30 years.
See store for details.
Don't shop for tires at a dealer whose idea of selection is white wall or black wall. Head to TikTok Tire. They carry the brands you trust. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, get the selection you deserve. For the best tires, advice, and service, visit the experts at TikTok Tire, 2102 3rd Avenue, Huntington, across from Marshall Stadium.
NBC News Radio, I'm Pete Williams. Abortion clinics in Texas preparing to close tomorrow will stay open now that a federal judge has ruled that the state's new abortion restrictions are unconstitutional. The law would have required all abortion doctors to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of a clinic. American allies say they're alarmed to discover the NSA may have been listening in on the conversations of their leaders. European diplomats are in Washington for meetings on the issue. White House spokesman Jay Carney says President Obama has called for a review of surveillance policy, but insists the intelligence work is important to security.
The work that's being done here saves lives and protects the United States and protects our allies.
Penn State has agreed to pay a total of $60 million to 26 young men who claimed to have been sexually abused as children by former assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky.
And on Wall Street, a mixed day. The Dow lost a point, the S&P up 2, NASDAQ down 3. This is NBC News Radio.
Now, back to the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
This will be a brief timeout, but it'll be plenty enough time for Woody to tell you why you want to go down to the Union Pub and Grill tonight in beautiful downtown Huntington.
Hey, Hair of the Dog Monday, $1.50 long necks, $2 call shots, 60-cent wings, traditional or boneless. And the sports capital of the world tonight, St. Louis, on all the flat-screen televisions. Part of them on the World Series Game 5 with Boston. Part of them on Monday Night Football as the 6-1 Seattle Seahawks come to town to play the Rams with a couple of guys that probably would help Dana Holgorsen this year, he finally admitted, Stephen Bailey and Tavon Austin.
Our phone number is 304-399-8255 and 877-420-8255. I love we were talking about the bowl lineup earlier. I love the league the league line for this. League confirms 9 bowl partners in fantastic locations.
Yeah,
fantastic, well, man.
You know, I mean, I'll give them that. Okay, the Bahamas,
fantastic,
Boca Raton, fantastic, Miami. Fantastic. Hawaii, fantastic. Hard to get to. New Orleans, fantastic. But then Fort Worth, Shreveport, Dallas, Albuquerque, and, you know, I guess we could still call Tampa Bay, St. Petersburg, fantastic because at least it's indoors.
Yeah,
you don't have any bad weather.
You call Albuquerque just tastic.
Yeah, I've been to Albuquerque once.
And it's tastic.
And I took a wrong turn. So, you know, a la Bugs Bunny. But, you know, like I said, I think the heart of Dallas will probably be their bell cow for these bowls because it is against the Big Ten or the Big 12 in alternating years. And so that's the best bowl you have because all the rest of the bowls are going to be against the teams we were just talking about, the Sun Belt, the MAC, and the American. I mean, that's who Conference USA is lining up to play in most of these bowls and sharing bowl berths with those leagues. So, you know, like the Bahamas Bowl, you will play a MAC team in 2015, an American team in 2018, and a Sun Belt team in 2019.
Okay, the bowls are not meant for anything other than to reward the teams, right?
Right.
Right. Okay, we're going into that theory, even though they're just to generate programming for ESPN and make them money because they're the only ones making money here.
Right.
How much of a reward is a bowl game for the fans if your opponent is Sun Belt or Mid-American Conference?
Well, you know, you look at it right now, and it wasn't much difference than that, really. You know, I mean, Marshall played FIU in its last bowl and played Ohio in the bowl before that. And before that, when they were in the MAC, they played, you know, Louisville was in Conference USA, and East Carolina was in Conference USA. So I guess it's kind of what they've been doing all along. But it just seems like to me that there's been a diminished return on playing the SEC, the ACC. You know, you're not going to get those leagues, the Pac-12, the Big 12. You're not getting many shots at them anymore. That was something you could kind of count on in the Liberty Bowl and the Heart of Dallas Bowl and the Bell Helicopter Bowl has been Mountain West, which was pretty good. Now you got the one Mountain West game is going to be Hawaii three times. And, you know, New Mexico is going to be Mountain West for 6 years. And I guess that's a little bit sexy. And you, Miami, you're going to have at least two with the American and one other year to be decided. And that's the thing that gets me is, you know, the Independence Bowl and the Bell Helicopter Bowl are secondary agreements. If nobody else is in, you can maybe grab those spots. A minimum of 5, a maximum of 7, up to 9 in the right year. But it's going to be a lot of games against those teams that you were reading off that are being ranked 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah. And right now, if you know, if the bowl season ended today, Conference USA has two teams that are eligible, with Rice and Tulane. North Texas is going to get that sixth win. They're 5-3 overall. I think they're going to be bowl eligible. And that leaves you right now, East Carolina. They're going to get another win, so they're going to be bowl eligible. For sure Marshall gets two wins. For sure. Of course, this is from the guy who said, I'm not so sure about it. Should win. So
Doug Smock told you today to go ahead and say sure win about Southern Miss.
Well, if Doug said so, it's a lock. If Doug says so.
He said so in the Gazette today. He said, I can't find any hole that says Southern Miss could come in here and beat Marshall. He can't find any part of their game that says they might just come in here and do that.
Okay, that just doomed the herd right there.
And whatever chance they had to sneak up on the herd with a win over Middle Tennessee went away with a loss, because Jermaine Holmes said to me that maybe some of the younger guys thought, oh, well, we're so much better than them. You know, we got this one in the bag. Well, they certainly won't be able to think that about any other game, and you would hope that they are going to be wound up very excited about playing this weekend.
You know, looking at, even though 2-2 in the conference, Middle Tennessee, they're 2-1 in the division.
Yeah,
that could come back.
Absolutely. They have a very light schedule down the stretch, too. I mean, they really have a schedule that will lend itself to them running 4 or 5 victories off. I really think that. I looked at their schedule today. I think they've got a real opportunity to run the table.
So if it comes down to Marshall and Middle Tennessee, Middle Tennessee's got the tiebreaker. If it comes down to Marshall and East Carolina, Marshall's got to run the table and then beat them. So
If Marshall runs the table, they should be fine. But Middle could still, if they run the table, they could sneak in there and be a fly in the ointment for the herd. And that's why it's a bad loss, because you don't control your own destiny now. That's what makes it such a bad loss.
Our phone numbers to wrap it up, 304-399-8255 and 877-420-8255. Final segment coming up. Super Talk Sports Line. We're like the warm-up to the warm-up to Bob and Don coming up here on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Storm Tracker 13 on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Partly cloudy skies now to wind down our Monday, and moving into the nighttime, our temperature drops back down to about 40 or so. For Tuesday, we have sunny skies early. Starting off at about 40, we'll range up to about 67, 68. We will call for an increase in clouds Tuesday night, and on Wednesday, a chance of some showers, but warmer still, the high near 70. I'm Spencer Atkins on your official severe weather station, Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
I remember as a young girl going to Community Trust Bank with my mom. She would pack up me and my brothers and we'd all go inside. Now I have two little girls of my own, and I look back and I don't know how she did it. I still bank at Community Trust. They have 81 locations, over 90 ATM locations, online banking available, and now with mobile banking, they've made it so much easier for me and my family. And that's what I love about Community Trust.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Why does the John W. Clark Oil Company support the Thundering Herd? Because Herd Athletics are built on years of hard work and preparation towards excellence, and that's the backbone and philosophy of Clark's Pump and Shop BPs, providing quality BP fuels with Invigorate to help cars run smoother, hesitate less, and run younger for longer. Clark's Pump and Shop BPs always provide super savings, convenient drive-thrus, and excellent service. For BP gas with Invigorate, visit the Tri-State Area Clark's Pump and Shop BPs. Supplied by the John W. Clark Oil Company. Herd fans return. Refresh. Refuel.
You did it. You bought the car of your dreams. Now you're doing all you can to take care of it. And having the right car insurance is important. You want a leader. You want service. You want a company you can trust. State Farm insures more than 40 million cars in America and can help you save with discounts up to 40% on State Farm car insurance. See Russ McCray, 304 East Main Street, Milton. Ray Crabtree, 4341 U.S. Route 60 East, Huntington.
Like a good name.
State Farm Insurance. Discounts up to 40%.
King's Daughters Medical Center Ohio brings innovation and expertise to the Buckeye State. The best technology for orthopedics, cardiology, urology, and more is right here. Patients are making the change to KDMC Ohio because high-quality healthcare really matters.
And now it's available close to what matters. Family. At King's Daughters Medical Center, Ohio. Online at kdmcohio.com.
It's October, and that means Truck Month at Don Hall GM Supercenter. They've got more than 50 brand-new Chevy Silverados and GMC Sierras available. Get up to $6,000 off on 2014 models or up to an amazing $11,000 off on 2013 models. Plus, Don Hall will give you a Cabela's gift card with every new truck purchase. Check them out in their brand-new state-of-the-art showroom at 1800 Greenup Avenue, Ashland, Kentucky. Or log on to DonHallGMSupercenter.com. Don Hall has it all.
Need something before or after the big game? Come to Giovanni's in Ashland, Flatwoods, and Russell for these super specials. The 18-inch party special, two-topping pizza, large bag of chips, four medium Cokes, just $22.49. Or an 18-inch two-topping, just $19.49. A 15-inch one-topping, only $14.99. Or a large Chef Randy Pasta Salad, two for $14.99. Don't forget the super buffet. All you can eat for lunch is only $6.69. Supper, $7.69. Giovanni's, 8th and Green of Ashland, 1703 Argolite Road, Flatwoods, and 1470 Diedrich Boulevard, Russell. Giovanni's, the Italian place to be.
Here's another Kindred Community Chatter brought to you in part by
Metric, the new name in recycling, Route 60 between Camden Park and Cerrito. If you have scrap, you have money in your pocket. Scrubs Unlimited next to Sturgeon's Optical, Route 60 Barbersville, with all the big brand names you know in sizes extra small to 5X in stock.
Highlands Museum and Discovery Center's Gingerbread House contest entries must be in by November 1st. Go to HighlandsMuseum.com for more under the events tab.
This is the Super Talk Sports Line on Super Talk 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Super Talk Sports Line, Paul Swan and Woody Woodrum. Don't forget, coming up tonight, 7:06, it'll be the Don Nealon and Bob Pruitt show. I'm sure Bobby will tell you how he would have coached the Thundering Herd.
Yeah, Don might tell you what he would do for the Mountaineers, too. So, they got... Got to hand it to him at Kansas State by a bad Wildcats team. So
can you imagine? Here's the conversation. Here's the conversation. Well, Don, that's my Bobby Pruitt voice. I beat Kansas State. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Trying to a little too hard here. He'll probably point that out. Well, I beat him once. I guarantee you, it'll come up at least once tonight.
Yeah, it probably will. But don't forget Tom Herring. Taking on Concord tonight. Tickets are just $5. Tip-off's at 7 o'clock down at the Henderson Center. And then, of course, Monday Night Football here after Don and Bob. And, of course, the World Series on CMI. And Monday Night Football here at the Union Pub and Grill. So come on down.
It's a full, funtacular night of sports. And it all begins coming up at 7:06 with Don, Bob. Okay. Tony's coming up at 6. We won't forget him. Have a good evening, everyone.
All right.